This statement from Milarepa, who was a very common person and had a lot of troubles in his life, but still achieved enlightenment within one lifetime. And that's he's quite a story. So, anyone who wants to investigate that, you can reach out to me, or certainly there's plenty of books out there on Milarepa. This statement could, at first glance, be complicated, even abstract. The first thing to kind of settle in about this statement is that it's offering words to wordlessness. And as with any poet, he was a poet in many ways. He constantly sang the teachings. He sang teachings that spontaneously arose in him, and he sang them. So first, if we just settle into that, he's trying to illustrate or illumine, illustrate, like draw, like paint, words to what is actually wordless. So first, let's hang with that. Now, before anyone's mind gets contrived about word and wordless, what do we experience commonly that is wordless? Experience itself. Experience is wordless. Especially when, due to, I hope, the support of the training of the last long time, that we've come to recognize that, and I do it almost every morning with us all, that the experience, for instance, right now, we're sitting in our room where our eyes are probably still open, and there's, let's say, there's sights and sounds, etc. Before they are labeled as sight, as some feature in the room, including light or dark, etc. Before the sound is named bird song, car passing by, la la la, in our mind, there is the experience. And the experience is wordless until it is worded by our habits of consciousness that are very fast. And so all of us, and maybe you just did for that, 3 seconds, all of us can just sit. And we've done that many mornings. We can just sit in the beginning of our meditation. We've done it. Just sit, not think, not name, not label, but have our senses be, and our whole presence be present. And we all experience something when we do that. And because we are habituated to dualism and thinging, thingness, phenomena, we experience it as a thing. And that heretofore was called background. Background. The background can be recognized, and it is spacious and peaceful, serene. It is also alert and clear, and lots of other attributes, and each of us will experience one or two or many of those attributes when we simply allow that without naming, labeling, contrivances. And what we did in the morning practice with foreground background as example, with spaciousness as another example, they help us to recognize how addicted a human mind is to labeling, to identification and designating. Therefore, to contrivances, to references, gives us that opportunity. We actually are quite, we don't know another way. We just don't know another way because that's what we do all through the day, even in our dreams. The path of meditation is to create an additional way with our own mind and everything that's included in mind. It's simply that. And then, as said many times before, to create some sort of balance at least. Can we strike a balance between always going to phenomena and label and reference contrivance and the simplicity of the natural state. So we'll take up different aspects of this statement from Milarepa, on different mornings. But the fundamental thing and why it's here is because of the last word of the four words we've been working with for over a week. The last word is experience. And the last word hooks back to meditation in that everything can be the experience of meditation as we're walking, thinking, eating, showering, driving. Everything can be that as we less and less in an automated, robotic, and reactive way, label, name, contrive, reference, associate, etc. And just even if only three times a day, just pause, gap, but really pause, which is what Tuesday's meditation was. So we smile because, again, there's limitless ways to come at our own awareness, to recognize awareness. Limitless. Which is why and how every moment is that opportunity. It's particular circumstances and situations, Lola. And we smile with how, once again, it all comes down to simplicity. Let things rest. And notice our addiction to not resting mentally, emotionally, spiritually, personally. So for the next 18 minutes, rest. If to the extent necessary, bring a little effort to it. I know that's not resting, but we're all in training, right? It takes effort to learn to ride a bike, and then it's really easy. So just rest. And kind of support yourself in the quality of one-pointedness to the extent that that's yeah, bring some effort and then relax the effort and just rest. We take a long, so deep breath. As we go through our day, just notice. Notice anything. Notice that experience is direct. It's in a certain way, it's almost intuitive experience, in that it's before the mind, if you will. Then the mind gets involved, then the emotions and the self and so forth happens of consciousness. No, see when you can notice that. Love you all. Create your day.